Monday. What? What's your problem? Monday night. Eitan said if it's not too much trouble, I want to write it back. And if it is, I didn't see you offering to do it. I didn't.
No, if it is, it means don't do it.
I didn't see you offering to do it. Don't worry, we're going to learn it properly. Okay. So we're learning to Rav Chaim and Chassam Tzumatz, Paragala Halacha Gimel, and he brings down the famous Reb Kivegel's Kasha on the Tur about why the Tur says, okay, at the end of Tamur it says, Kolan Esrofen Aforon Mutter, and Kolan Igborin Aforon Osir. So the Tur says, therefore, following that line of reasoning and logic, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then chametz is kol anisrofin, because he holds ain't b'chametz al asreifa, and therefore afar and mutter. And if you hold that hashposasa b'chol davar, the Tur says it's called kol hanigborin. Now, right away, when you learn the Tur, even without Rabbi Kivegel's kasha, that's really nichol Rabbi Kivegel's kasha. But when you learn the Tur yourself, you should be bothered by. Because if you know, like kol hanigborin afar and osur means that, because there's no mitzvah to be kaver it, obviously, right? I mean, that's what Kegel's kasha, really. There's no mitzvah to be kaver it. It's just you want to get it out of the way. Maybe there's even a chiyuv de rabbanon to get it out of the way because of takala, so you shouldn't come to be nehenna from it. And obviously, by chametz, it's much more than that. We're not dealing with only, you know, that you shouldn't be nana from it. So, but that's really Nichlan Mekveges Kasha, who says that according to Rabbanan also it's Nasus Mitzvah. So the Svara of Kolan Esrofin Afaron Mutter being according to Tosis and Tmura, and that's really the Ungenumen of the assumed Svara, that because it has a din of Nasus Mitzvah son, it is Nasus Mitzvah son, and therefore so here, according to Rabbanan also, mitzvah son, because there's a mitzvah. So it's not, what do you mean, kolan igborin afar an osur? It should be mutter with the same cheshbon as nasas mitzvah son. Now, what we spoke about yesterday is that it's important to remember in all of this, because, you know, at some point somebody's going to say afar an mutter because it's ashes now, and that's not true. That's what we saw yesterday. That if it's burnt after the Zman Isur, so then it remains Asur. The fact that it's Aether now doesn't help. Because, why? Because to remain Asur, not to become Asur, it's enough if the Chametz exists in the form of Aether. I would assume that it's called Chametz Aether. Chametz Aether, or Aether Chametz. If his taka would be panam chadoshes ba'olakan, which is sometimes a lashon you find in the Gemara, panam chadoshes ba'olakan. If when you burn something up, forget Sherlock Holmes, or maybe remember Sherlock Holmes, not the point. Not the point. The point is if when you burn something up, it was nistalek, min ha'olam, and now it's panam chadoshes ba'olakan because it's Afer, it's a different thing. Then taka, why should it even remain osur? It's not like isur is paint. Now, Rabbi Chanan Grada in Yevamos and Kovetz Ha'aros, we discussed this in Ksubis when we learned Gemara Ksubis. Rabbi Chanan in the beginning of Yevamos and Kovetz Ha'aros does talk like that. He talks about a case where a Kohen Gadol becomes Ois Kohen Gadol, and the Gemara has a tzad that he remains Osir in an Almona. So Rabbi Chanan does talk as if once something is Osir, it remains Osir without a Siba. That's my words, not Rabbi Chanan's words, because my Rosh Hashiva rejected that very vehemently, saying that nothing's going to be Osir without a Siba. It's going to be nostalgic. If a thing disappears or dissipates or it doesn't have a Shem Chazer anymore, So the Issa is going to be nostalgic. If there's no more Siba, there's no more Issa. Issa needs a Siba. Issa is not a coat of paint that it remains Osur without a Siba. It just stays. No, but then what we find in the beginning of Perikol Shah is that it takes, that there's a difference, and in the Sugya of Isura Bola and Hetera Bola, you see that there's a difference between becoming Osur and remaining Osur, which is also a Chiddush. You might say, well, Manoshach, if it is that thing, so it shouldn't even, it should even become Osur. And if it's not that thing, then it shouldn't even remain Osur. So that Rav Abba pointed out, and that's true, and you see it from a terrible line from the beginning of Kol Shah, that you need, that to remain, there is, maybe it's a law of inertia, a little, not like a coat of paint. Rav Cholin goes to an extreme and says it will remain Osur without a Siba. So that's what the Baba took issue with. He said, no, it's not going to remain also without a Siba. But just like I said, I gave the marshal with the electric light, to turn it on needs more energy than to remain on. So for something to become Osur, it needs more identity. It has to be, its essence has to be more the Dover HaNe'esar than to remain Osur. It needs more energy. You know, for Issa to be chal on something, it has to be, for Issa to be chal on chazir, it has to be more chazir than for something that already has the Issa chazir to remain osir. It has to, it could be less chazir. Now, that also is a chiddush. It's not pashut. You could say monofshach, but that I say that is mukhrach from the beginning of Kol Shah. And that's how we paskin. If you make chametz not roy lachila before the zman iser chametz, so you're free, you're safe. And if you make it, and once the zman iser chametz kicks in, you can no longer just make it not roy lachilas adam. You have to, it's not even enough to make it not roy lachilas kelev. You have to destroy it. You have to destroy it. Why? Even Afer. The whole din of Kolan Esrofin Aforon Mutter and Kolan Igborin Aforon Osur tells you right there. I mean, the Moshe with Sherlock Holmes was only like, I don't know if it's true, and if my memory's right, and if Bechal, even if my memory's right, who says it's true? But if it's true, it means it's Chometz Sefer. And there's a difference between Chometz Sefer like Aforo Shel Yitzchak, you know? Okay, you know, it's Yitzchak Efer, it's not Stam Efer. If I burn that table up, then the Efer is table Efer. And if I burn up a piece of paper, so those two Efers are not the same. That's table Efer, and this is paper Efer. Okay, that's like a hakdoma to the Inyan. Now, whoa, how many hours do you have? That's a very schwer. It's a huge, you have to learn around, for sure, five blot in Psachim, scattered throughout the Masechta.
During the Rambam, what are we
saying? It can't, it's too broad an Inyan. We're learning Rav Chaim. We're learning Rav Chaim. We'll see in Rav Chaim when we learn Rav Chaim. But it's much more broad. It's much more broad than Rav Chaim. There's a Braisa about Lachas Manisuro, Kodos Manisuro. There's a whole machshayle if Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Nosar, and it's a separate limud, or that's his taichin tashbisu, whether tashbisu, it's a huge inyan. We're sticking with the Rav Chaim.
We're just talking about it after Zmanisur.
I'm not talking about the mitzvah tashbisu. I say a word about tashbisu. I said that it's clear in the Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shah that if you just render it inedible, Kodem Zman Isuro, that's enough. It's enough that it's not enough chometz for the Isser chometz to be chal. To be chal, you need more. You need more energy, you need more. That's the Svara Vetera Bola.
What's the Torah talking about?
Torah is talking about a foreign mutter or osur based on the Mishnah Tmura. I'm before that. I'm saying that whole deon of the Mishnah Tmura Al Korchok has a presumption and an assumption and a premise that Afer is still Afer of Avodah Zorah. It's still Afer of Kiliat Kerem. If it would be Stam Afer, which in another context would be called Ponim Chadoshas Ba'olakan, so then it would be Mutter Stamazoy. You don't need Nasis Mitzvosoy. You don't care if it's Kolanik Borin, Kolanis Rafin, who cares? There's no more Kiliat Kerem here. Kiliat Kerem is in Stalik. Why should it be also Benor? This is not Kiliat Kerem. This is ashes.
When is the Torah talking?
Al Korchach is talking that you burnt it after the Zman Isser. Because that's a Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shah. But that's a Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shah. Yeah, that's not a piece of Torah. That's a Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shah. Now I want to point out again a certain amkus of understanding the din of Kohan Nisrofen Afaron Osir Afaron Mutter, sorry, and it's going to have a ramification in understanding Rav Chaim. But again, before we get to Rav Chaim, just to understand, Tosfos is the only one that says a svara why, and he says Nasis Mitzvoson is the magic words of Tosfos, not in the Gemara. Tosfos. Nasas Mitzvoson is in the Gemara Lagabi Me'ila. Ein Lecha Dovar Shenasas Mitzvoson Umoyalim Boy. So Tosfos compares it to Yisuri Hano. If the head's working, you should do a double take when you learn the Tosfos, and you should say, what in the world is the Tzushtel? Me'ila means you are Moyal and Kotche Hashem. And it's clear once it becomes Ois Kotche Hashem, the Bosor of Kotchim Kalim, after Zrikas Dam, ain't Moyalim Boy, because it's no longer Kotche Hashem, because people eat it. So once you did the mitzvah with it, Nasas Mitzvah, and it's no longer Oimid for whatever it's Kotche, it's not Kotche Hashem anymore, ain't Moyalim Boy. Yisuri Hanoh, Yisuri Hanoh! Like, why should it become Ois Yisuri Hanoh? Why should it become mutter? Because Nasus Mitzvoson. It's not much a pella. The pella.
The Afer of Nosa Mutar?
What?
The Afer of Nosa Mutar? You know Me'ila, it's okay. You can do what you want with it.
So, there's two. There's Me'ila, and then there's the din that Nosa is Isuri Hanah. Because Kachim, that Nifsalu, are Osir Bahanah. So, that's Tosfos' comparison. Just like Ein Moyalim Boy if Nasus Mitzvosom, so the din of Yisur Hanoh is also Poka. But that's not necessarily the same din. You're not allowed to be Nana from Shlomim, but it's, you're not Moyal in it because it's not Kotche Hashem. I don't have a problem with Tosfos' Sush. I'm not asking Akasha. I'm saying you see from Tosfos a major Yisoid. That's all. Because to me, this Chilek is so obvious that you see from Tosfos that the pshat in the Gemara that Nasus Mitzvosin Ein Moyalim Boy is not. How do you learn always? So if you don't think about it, or if you think about, I think the first svara people say when they learn that din is that the Chefza, the Chefetz, reached its goal already. Like what was supposed to happen to it happened. It reached its like apex. It reached its tachlis. It reached its goal. So it's no longer oimid for anything to be done with it. What was supposed to be done with it happened. So you're not moiled with it. But that can't be true once you make the comparison to Yisuri Hanoh. Because Yisuri Hanoh, the burning of Yisuri Hanoh, it's pushed by me. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, that's what I was thinking about it today. Maybe the pshat is taka. So at first I thought the burning of Yisuri Hanoh is, it's not like the thing reached its tachlis, you know. Yeah, it's not a din in it. Not a din in like, you know, kachim you're supposed to burn on the mizbeach, right? That's a certain That's its crown and glory. Like I said, its apex. When you burn Arla, you don't think of it as like it reached its goal. The goal line was reached. So now it's like we don't care about it anymore. But maybe that's not true. I'm saying it's not true. Maybe it's not true. When the Torah was mechayev you to burn, let's say kochim shenifsalu, that require sreifa, and truma shenitmeis. See, truma shenitmeis, I think, is the best raya that it perhaps is like that the heftzer requires sreifa. It taka requires it because why? Pashut the svara. Guess what, fellows? Truma shenitmeis is mutar banah. You're not burning it al zisuri hanah. There's a din to burn it. You learn it out from kochim shenifsalu. But there's a moiridika difference. Kochim shenitmu, you're not allowed to be nehenna from. Truma shenitmeis, you learn out from the pasuk that the kohen could be nehenna from it. The kohen could be nehenna. He could use it to burn his nair in it. He could use it for fuel. So it's mamish mutar banah, but there's a din to burn it. There's a din to burn it. So I think that gufa is mochiach. That gufa is mochiach. That gufa is mochiach. That this taka, that the zach requires sreifa. And if it requires sreifa, so now I understand Tosfos Sushtal much more. In other words, there's something that has to happen to this thing. It's not just like the Torah said, like, go burn it up because you have no use for it anymore. It's not like a dismissive, go burn it. You know, go burn it. It's like, you're not allowed to have an offer from it, so go burn it. Truma, you could have an offer from. The Dovar is Bo'i Sreifa. The Zach requires to be burnt. Torah wants it to be burnt, objectively speaking. It's something that the Zach requires. So then I think I do understand Tosfos Sushtal. So that means what was supposed to happen to the Zach happened. And now it's not Osur Bano anymore because that's a Svara, that's the Gemara Svara. Once a thing reached its apex and you did what you were supposed to do, so now it's released from all. I once read somewhere, I don't know if it's true, that in America, if a guy would live through the electric chair, they're not allowed to do anything to him. Because, like, because they burnt him. They already burnt him. He just lived through the burning. So, lo yitzuyu, you burnt. See, I don't know if it's true, if it's a good sushtel, because the word burnt might mean to destroy through burning. But let's say you could burn something and then it survived the burning. It's like Avram Avinu, an ace. I don't know, but it's not called burnt. So it would be mutar banah taka. Now, even if it existed, you can't think because it's aether now. See, that's a wrong way of thinking. You have to think of it that you burnt it and it's still a piece of truma, shenitmeis, and now you can have an, well, that's kochim. You can have an off from it, kiliyah kerem. You burnt it, and now it's kiliyah kerem. Don't think, oh, it's ashes. It's not true. Then there wouldn't be a difference. So what happened to what happened? It's like the guy that lived through the electric chair. He can't finish. Now he's a new, you know, good man. But now here's the trick. The Noi de Bihuda in Orachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simon, I forgot what. Okay.
Chavalef, maybe.
Tesvav.
Who reads Noi de Bihuda anymore? Yeah, Tesvav.
Shimon Tesvav Madura Kama. He says, Chometz, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not like that. So he says, there's a moyer dicker difference, he says. He says it in a different context. He's not talking about the din of a foreign mutter. But he says there's a moyer dicker difference between kotshim shenitmu and truma shenitmes and kilei akerem. I don't know if he says kilei akerem. He's talking about kotshim and chametz. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just according to Rabbi Yehuda, I think some people argue with the Noi Rabbi Yehuda. But he says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're not the owner, you don't have to burn chametz. You only have to burn your chametz. It's a din in you. It's not a din in the chayfetz. You have to go destroy the chametz. He says, true kachim shenitmu, everybody in Klal Yisrael has to burn it. He talks lamdish. The dover is bo'i sreifa. The zach requires sreifa. Chametz, he says, even according to Yehuda, the chefza does not require sreifa. The person has to go burn it. Now, we're going to see if you could still say Rav Chaim's point according to the Noi Yehuda. Noi Yehuda, by the way, in case you're keeping score, was before Rav Chaim. If I would ask my son who was first, like the Marsho or the Rajba, I'm not sure he would know. I'm not talking about my 10-year-old. I don't think they have an idea. They haven't learned anything. They grew up in yeshivas. You know, to them it's all the same. They have their notebook. The Rebbe spoke it out. They wrote it down. They don't know. Who was first, Marsho or Maral? Yeah, Marsho was a very, very, very early Rishon. Very early. Very early. Basically, he came out on the borderline. I think it was the door after the Beis Yosef. I think the Marsho was the door after the Beis Yosef. Anyway, so that's very interesting. We're going to have to learn Rav Chaim now. Because according to the Noi Yehuda, there's a chilek in Lomdos between Kachim Shenitma'u and Chametz. I don't know, Kilei Akerem doesn't talk about.
This is a general.
Yeah, I'm listening.
As a general thought, we don't talk about it like Eastern and the Keftza and the Gavra. We don't mean that the Gavra's gone or the Keftza's gone. First foreground, background.
Wait, this person keeps calling me. It might be an emergency. I'm still traumatized by the phone call that I ignored. Yeah, are you trying to reach me? Yeah, it's not an emergency. Okay, so please call me back in an hour. Well, if you don't call me back in an hour, then I certainly won't have to answer you. Okay, bye-bye. She's telling me. She might not call back in an hour. Like she's threatening me.
No, wait a minute.
I don't care. Go eat trousers. I don't care. You know, these people call up, you know, I cut the flation thing, and I say, call me back in 5 minutes, and they never do. And as I'm thinking to myself, what happened? Did they eat it? Like, did they say, what the heck? I ate it? Did they call Ruff Kornfeld? Like, what'd they do? I don't know.
Threw it away.
Call the backup, bro.
That's great. I almost automatically should tell people call back in 5 minutes. 1,000%, 50% of the phone calls I could escape from just by saying call me back in 5 minutes. 50% will not call back. Boduk umenuse, for sure, because I do it inadvertently, and those are the statistics. So I'm very tempted sometimes to just do it on purpose, just to get rid of 50% of the phone calls.
Maybe that's why you shouldn't, though. Maybe those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking, what are they doing? They say, look, if the rabbi doesn't want to answer me, I'm going to eat it anyway. That's all. I'm not. Some people are matel ema yisera, but tof based on. They're scared of their husbands. The husbands come home, there's no lunch ready. They're scared. This is the reason the Gemara says. It could lead to an issacharis. If a person has. If there's an atmosphere of fear in the household, it could lead to issacharis. She's scared to tell him things, she's much frightened. And it could lead to big yisurim. Okay, so I'm saying, so that's the Noi Yehuda's chilek. Madura kama siman tesvav. Okay, but I'm I think for the first time in my life, I'm at peace with Tosfos's. No, I do see now that, thanks to the Noid Behuda, actually, who says Chometz is not like that, but it was thanks to the Noid Behuda that it hit me, because he says Taka the Zach, and then it hit me that Truma Shenitmes is not also Bano. Truma Shenitmes is not also Bano, and there's a din to burn it. And you learn it out from Kachim Shenitmu. There's a din to burn Kachim Shenitmu. And also, thanks to my son who's studying the mitzvahs by heart for his bar mitzvah, he's doing 6 a week. He started when he was 10. He's doing 6 a week. He should be finished by his bar mitzvah. So I know that the din to burn Noser, there's a separate mitzvah sase to burn, there's a separate lav of Noser for Pesach, Todah, and every carbon. Separate lav, Lotosiru. And the melody assay of burning Noser. So, what does that prove to me? That the Zach requires Sreifa, and they are different Shemos. If it was just like, I don't know, if there would be a general din of Kochim Shenitzelu, you have to get rid of. Okay, anyway, so I it is an apex. Like, the thing requires Sreifa. And the Noid Behuda really talks like that. Okay, good. So now Rav Chaim says, well, so that's Rav Kiveya's Kasha. So you can already hear the glimmer of a teretz. The Shiloh is according to the Noid Behuda, the glimmer of a teretz, because, okay, we'll see. We're going to learn the Rav Chaim. We're not going to jump ahead. And we're going to learn the Rav Chaim, and then we're going to backtrack and see. Okay. So Kivager says, "Vikshal zeagoner Kivager the lefimasha kosu atoyses the hodin of srofen aforan mutnor v'nigboren aforan osur u'mishum the srofen ikomitzu b'sreifasa v'alkein havanasus mitzvasa." That's Tosfos. That's Tosfos's wording. Mashenk, it's Tosfos's wording with Rabbi Suri Hanoah and Kolan Asrofen. It is the Gemara's wording. A Moyelim boy. I don't want to make any mistake. You shouldn't. You look bemused. That's okay to look bemused. You know what bemused means? What?
Not really.
Mashenke Nigborin, the Lekko Shomitzel Bikfuroson. Virak Mishum Takola. There's no mitzvah. I mean, in Kfur anyway, you're not even destroying it. It means if you would burn it, so a foron would be osur. Because there's no din to burn it. You're just getting rid of it, so there shouldn't be a takola. There is a mitzvah to destroy it. That's what the B'Kivega is assuming, that according to Rabbanan, there's a mitzvah to destroy it. Maybe not through fire, but you're destroying it through other means. We're going to see it's not poshut at all that there's b'chlal a mitzvah to destroy it. For example, the Ramban says that according to Chachamim, I'm jumping ahead, because we're stopping now. So according to the Ramban, you mekayim the mitzvah of tashmisu, according to Chachamim, just if you take it out of your rishus, like you put it in the garbage can on the street. You put it in the garbage can in the street, that's tashmisu. You got it out of your rishus, not out after. Just taking it out of your rishus is tashbisu. You removed it from your rishus. You don't even have to destroy it. But koshken, if you have to destroy it, it's not a din that it requires destruction. It's not a din in the cheftza that it requires destruction. It's a lovely day takola. So that's what Kivega's kasha.
In the kasha, according to the Rabbana, why isn't anywhere you
right.
do it is a few minutes.
Right. Okay. No. Tzorch lius the kuliyal mafor and muter. Okay. That's okay. Good. We'll stop here. What time is the chuppah called for?